My name is Michelle Ower. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 2nd of October 2009 and the time is 2:23 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
My name is Miles Brendan Corbett. I'm 42 and I live in Neston, which is in Wirral.
How are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, slightly apprehensive, but there's been a bit of there's been a few problems along the way with technical issues, which I've been ironing out. It's taken about 4 different computers and 2 different power packs and different stereos, and I think I've come up with something now which is going to last the 55 minutes I'm planning on DJing.
Was that the issue before, the technical, were there limitations to...
Pardon?
Was that the issue before, the technical issues you
yes.
said you had with the other equipment? What
yes.
was the problem?
Well, the main problem I've been having is because I'm using the laptop power and also I'm doing a Wi-Fi broadcast to our internet radio station, which is Purple Radio, which is www.purple-radio.co.uk. So we'll be streaming that at 128 kilobytes per second. So it'll sound really good. So if you want, people can watch me. And also tune in to the radio stream and hear what I'm playing in a lot better quality than just listening to it over the internet. That's the plan.
So are you a regular DJ?
Yes. I'm part of the Purple Radio Collective. We're based all around the country and we broadcast 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And we put on parties all over the, because we're all based all over the country as well. We also have events all over the country, which is really good because I travel to new cities and DJ there for the first time, which means you might get a bit of money, or at least you know a lot of people anyway. For instance, I hadn't really come down to London most of my life, only a few times until I started DJing, and now I regularly DJ at the Big Chill Bar in Brick Lane and the Big Chill House in King's Cross. I've been DJing in Brixton, Clerkenwell. So it's all good fun. You know, just places I'd never been to.
How long have you been doing it?
I've always loved music. I've been playing records since I was quite young. I got into it with the acid house explosion in about 88, I think it was. But the actual internet DJing, we've been running for about 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years now. And it was only through starting to do that I started to play out and practice more and get my name about, and now I've been played at festivals, etc. And so it's all good.
So it was through the internet?
Through this Purple Radio that it's all kicked off for me. Before that, I was DJing for my girlfriend Paula and my daughter Ellie Mae.
So what kind of people listen to Purple? What's the music?
Really, it's all kinds of people. It's generally they're people who are start off as friends or friends of friends. So it's sort of just grassroots, starting from there, and you build it from there. Hopefully, the quality is good enough that they tell someone else and. Because there's a saturation really on the internet of music, so it's hard to actually make yourself known above all the millions of other stations and free music and etc. So, but we're going well, and yeah, it's all good fun. It's more fun is the reason behind it.
What kind of music do you play?
I play all kinds. I'm generally known as a Balearic DJ, which means quite chilled out music, choosing interesting songs from you know 70s and 80s, which you can try and make a bit of a flow. But I also play house music, which is what I'm going to be playing up on the plinth today, as it's just good for dancing. It's Friday afternoon and I fancy it.
Would you have done this if you'd been offered a slot in the middle of the night, for example?
Yes, I would have done this at any time. No problems. I mean, to be honest, the reason I did this was just by chance, someone mentioned that they were going to do this and they couldn't do it because they're on holiday. And I went and had a look at the website and I thought, oh, that looks quite interesting. And I just put my email address in, just by chance, and I wasn't really expecting anything. And I wasn't, you know, just hadn't really thought about it when I got the email saying, do you want to do it? And when I looked at all my other skills and what I could do, there was nothing else I could think of but playing music, and I'll play that anytime. And my mum's telling me to keep my clothes on as well, so so it's music.
Did you know straight away what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I can't tell jokes, I can't sing, so yeah, that's it really. And hopefully it works. There's a few different factors involved to actually get the music amplified out and get the Wi-Fi to the radio, but I'm confident.
You said you heard about it through a friend of yours. Were you aware of the project apart from
I wasn't, no. It was actually someone called Pete Lawrence, who was one of the originators of the Big Chill Festival. He started it off. And like I say, he was someone who had been chosen to go on it, but couldn't do it. And as the Purple Radio, a lot of the people came from the Big Chill Festival through their forum. We have a connection with Pete Lawrence, so that's how I heard of it.
What do you think you might be doing if you weren't here today?
I'd be at work today. I've been off for the last 2 days with flu, and I'm sure they'll all be looking in at work today, so I might chuck a few coughs out or something like that.
What do you do?
I work as I work on websites. I do technical support. Our company designs websites and we host websites, and I look after the people who host with us if they have any technical problems. They rig me. We used to be part of Liverpool, the University of Liverpool, and we helped all the small companies in Liverpool on the Wirral to get onto the net, and we helped them set up their sites, etc. We had a lot of European backing at the time, but we started making some profit, so we had to become a private company, and that's where we are now, struggling a bit.
It's difficult just at the moment.
Yeah, it is difficult, but we are keeping our heads above water. We've got to streamline things, but it's an enjoyable job. I do like the technical support side of things. I like helping people as much as I can.
What's been the actual impact of the recession on you? How has it affected you?
Well, one of the big things is we had redundancies. We've had three rounds of redundancies since we left the university. So a lot of people go, you're never too confident about your job, and if we're not getting work in, things, you know, it's a little bit nerve wracking, especially as I have a girlfriend who we plan to marry, and a 6-year-old girl, and we're looking to buy a house, etc. So, yeah, the recession certainly is a worry, but I don't generally share that worry with people. It's just something which is in my head.
Is it part of your job to go out and find business?
Yes, yeah, well, there's various aspects of with helping websites. Like one, for instance, which I do, is getting people's websites placed higher in Google. So if I'm dealing with one of our clients, I'll always ask them, you know, how the website is performing, and, you know, help them out really what they want to do, and obviously there's a service at the end of it where our company will make money, but a lot of the time we can help them, you know, and we can get some money for it too.
Do any of your clients know that you're doing this?
No, none of them do.
So some of your colleagues at work do?
But some of my colleagues at work, I'm sure they'll all be watching me.
What did they say when you told them you were going to do this?
I suppose I'm quite proud. They know I do a little bit of DJing in various cities and stuff like that. So, I don't know really. There's just, Miles is doing that now.
How do you think it might compare to some of your other gigs?
One of the main things at my other gigs, I do have a reliable power supply. Being on top of the plinth, there's a lot more chance of things not working out. You know, it'd be nice if I had a plug up there, but that's not within the parameters of the...
So what exactly are you going to take up then?
I'm going to take up a power pack, which I bought this morning, because the one I was going to use failed when we charged it up overnight, so I'm hoping that's got power in. I'm going to take up my friend's computer, because my computer, which was getting fixed, was not returned in time because that company went into liquidation and got bought out by someone else, and lots of other excuses which they've given me. And I borrowed one of my friend's computers, which was too big and just drained the power. So I've gone through lots of computers. I'm going to take up a ghetto blaster, which I'm going. That's where I need the power for. So yeah, that's it.
So how do you think it might compare to other gigs?
Well, I mean, there's potentially a lot more coverage with it. You'd never know who's going to be watching on the internet, and it is exposure, so hopefully I'll just do my best. And yeah, I think the thing with being a DJ, playing records, and this will happen to some of the bigger DJs or even the small people, you can play for hundreds of people one day, and then the next day you'll see the same DJ and they'll be playing for 10 people or less even. It's just...
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay. You've just got to do your thing, really. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to play some music and that's it, you know. That's just stick to your plan. It's not all about the everyone going, the DJ's ace and all that. No, the reason you're doing it is just playing music and sharing music and get a buzz out of that.
And how have you chosen the music that you're going to play today?
I've chosen the records I've selected are quite housey because it's Friday afternoon.
Sorry, it's a bit of helicopter noise just for the recording. Sorry.
That'd probably be the cameras coming in for me, yeah.
I hope so.
It's for your stuff. No, yeah, so it's because it's Friday afternoon, I've chosen some up-tempo house music just because it's good for dancing to and hopefully put a smile on a few people's faces.
I've got my purple radio
t-shirt on. My daughter's got a purple radio t-shirt on. I've had a word with the Sky crew filming it, so they'll zoom in on my daughter, hopefully, because she's told everyone at school that she's going to be on television, and she's not at school today, obviously, which she should be, so so if she's on television, we'll be okay. And hopefully I'm going to have a little banner or a little placard with the internet address for people, and I'm also hoping that there's a banner turning up for Love Music Hate Racism, which unfortunately isn't here yet, but if it does turn up, great, I'll display that as well, because that's a message I like.
What does your daughter think about it?
She sort of enjoys it. I mean, she's kind of getting used to her dad doing strange thing. She's seen me DJing a couple of times, and sort of she's like, Dad, you know, play Talk to the Animals and her favourites, because I do have a little set I play for her. So she'll probably be disappointed if I'm just playing the bum bum music, but no, she's enjoying it. She's having a great day down here in London. And
you said you're getting married.
Well, we will be. We haven't asked her yet, so but we will be. We've talked about it. We have talked about it. It is my plan.
Do you know when or how you're going to ask her?
I don't know. I might even ask her up there. You never know. But I haven't got a ring. I don't know. Can you do that? Well, I might do. It depends. We've been rowing a bit this morning, so we'll see.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up on the plane?
No, well, thanks for the opportunity. It's great to be here representing the Wirral, where I'm from. I'm very proud to be from. And, so hope it goes well.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.